Welcome to the She's Healing With Y'all podcast. In this space, we break down the mental, physical, and spiritual impacts of trauma and spiritual warfare. Our goal, using faith-based guidance, is to heal, self-examine, grow, and step into the purpose that Y'all created us for. I am your host, Kiara Washington, and I am so very thankful to be on this healing journey with you. Peace and blessings, sisters. I'm your host, Kiara Washington, and welcome to the show. How are y'all doing this week? I hope all is going well in your households. This is episode one, y'all. I am so excited to be in this space with you. You know, y'all placed this on my spirit some time ago, and all praises, it is now a reality. Just a little bit more about the podcast before we jump into today's episode, which I am excited about, by the way, because we're going to be talking about why Satan wants us constantly worried. So for this podcast, each week, we're going to be breaking down various topics of trauma, subconscious pain, and spiritual warfare that is holding us back from true healing and growth. We're going to examine it from a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual standpoint, and look at the impact that these situations bring and use scripture, various tools and techniques to dismantle the power these situations have had over us so we can step into our Yah-given purpose. Okay, y'all, we are stepping into true and whole healing. All praises. Now for today's episode, grab your journal or your notebook and your Bible, and let's discuss and really break it down. Why does Satan want us in a constant state of worry? When we think about it, it doesn't matter where you are in life. We are all familiar with stress and worry. But in order to manage the frequency and severity of it on our lives, we have to take a deeper look and understand how it impacts our well-being and how the enemy uses this as a tool to attack our spiritual development. A few months ago, I posted notes about this on social media, but now in this podcast space, we get to dive deeper into understanding the enemy's tactics so we can effectively defend ourselves and maintain wellness in our lives. So to get started, let's start with the basics. What is the definition of worry? And so worry means to give way to anxiety or unease, to allow your mind to dwell on difficulty or troubles, to be in a state of anxiety or uncertainty over actual or even potential problems. And although these definitions kind of approach worry from a mental or emotional standpoint, it also has a very real physical impact on our body. Being in a state of worry activates your body's fight, flight, or freeze response. And this causes a number of things to take place within your body. You're going to have increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, breathing more rapidly, sweating, tensing of your muscles, increased blood flow to your brain, increased alertness, and a release of stress hormones, specifically adrenaline and cortisol, which in return leads to an increase in blood sugar and triglycerides, which is a type of fat that circulates in your blood. So when you are in a truly life-threatening emergency, you want and need your body and mind to do these things. It's going to prepare you to make an immediate decision about the threat you are facing. But being in this state constantly is dangerous for your health and stability because there are potential long-term effects of prolonged worry. This can include migraines, intention headaches, issues concentrating, trouble sleeping, gut issues, relationship issues, memory loss, fatigue, reproductive health issues, loss of sex drive, weight loss, and weight gain. So, although worry is a common emotion we hear people talk about day to day, knowing a bit more about the impacts of this brings it into a different perspective when considering our health and our sanity, right? And I'm sure you're already kind of starting to put two and two together as to why this would be beneficial for the enemy to amplify worry in our lives. But we're going to break down three specific reasons why Satan uses this tactic. So number one, we talked about how prolonged worry will throw off the natural balance within your body. But let's put it a little bit more into context. If the natural balance balance of your body is thrown off, this will lead to sickness, disease, potentially a need for more medication, which brings a whole host of side effects of its own, depression or other mental health issues. And this can lead to engaging in bad habits, a decline in productivity or being fruitful. And this causes others to miss out on the skills and talents that you were given to contribute. And there are numerous examples that we can think of how this could play out. But let's say you know your purpose, or you're already carrying out your purpose, and that could be serving your children and family as a stay-at-home mom, or a talent for singing, business, planning, cooking, teaching, content creation, whatever it may be. And then the enemy plants a seed or presents a particular challenge, and this triggers such intense worry to the point it's all you can think about day or night. This leads to, let's say, your blood pressure shooting up to the point that you now have hypertension, or you start having chronic migraines, or you decide you just want to escape from it all and start binge drinking or whatever your vice may be, or you're just so stressed out to the point you don't even want to get out of bed anymore. Now, that purpose that y'all placed in your spirit is on hold. Stagnation, procrastination, fear, sickness, addiction, and mental health issues have taken over your body. And in that moment, Satan is so pleased to see worry has consumed you. You are no longer letting your light shine in the world or helping others to see y'all through you. The enemy is playing the long game. How can he cause the most disruption, and which of his tactics will have the biggest impact? That's something to think about. But let's jump into number two. Considering that prolonged worry, you know, it can lead to difficulty concentrating, this opens up your mind to persuasion, temptation, a higher likelihood to fall for lies, deceit, and manipulation. It will be harder for us to fight off the enemy's attacks if we are not focused, grounded, and moving with clarity. You know, the book tells us the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So if Satan can weaken your mind's defenses to where you are susceptible to lies and half-truths, because we know that's how he likes to do it, a little bit of truth and a little bit of lie to make his deceit easier to digest, he is going to take full advantage of being able to do that. This can look like you beginning to compromise on your values and morals, manipulating or being manipulated with scripture to justify things you want to do or others want you to do. And these things place you at risk of negative consequences, because there's a cause and effect to everything. And negative effects more often than not lead to an increase in anxiety and worry. So the cycle would just repeat itself. This is why our spirit being in tune with Yah is so important. When we have focus and clarity, then we can tap into peace and move with discernment and knowledge and wisdom, and have the understanding and strength to fight off Satan's attacks, or at least be in a better position to defend ourselves. Now, number three, inflicting doubt is one of Satan's favorite tools. And considering that memory loss is a long-term effect of worry, if Satan can overwhelm you to the point that you are forgetting or questioning Yah's promises to you, he gains the upper hand. Those fiery darts will come your way and have you questioning if Yah even cares about you or what you're going through, wondering if it's even worth it to keep trying to walk uprightly, and have you filled with doubt about your purpose. This can start to crumble your faith, your hope, and your trust in the Most High. And that will prevent your development of your spiritual relationship with him. Having that gut feeling that you're supposed to be doing something big, being excited about it for a period of time, and then having a seed of doubt planted that turns your excitement into imposter syndrome or fear, thinking that you're not good enough or smart enough to fulfill it, believing that you won't be able to get the job, the clients, to make a difference or excel in whatever it is that Yah has called you to do. That is the state of mind Satan wants you in, because at that point you are so focused on your own capabilities that you have forgotten that Yah does not call the prepared, he prepares the called. You have forgotten that Yah says that he is the vine, and if we abide in him, we bring forth fruit. We are the branches, and without him, there is nothing that we can do. So without him, not just ourselves, At that point, you have forgotten that the same Elohim that gave you the idea or the plan is the same one who will bring the clients or help you carry it out to bring glory to his name. And if Satan can keep you on that forgetful path, that plan will never come to fruition. So as we can see, the enemy has specific motives for wanting us in a constant state of worry. But what does y'all's word have to say about this? So let's bring out our Bibles. The first scripture we're going to go to is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Just a general note, I typically read from the King James Version, and we'll look at other translations for further clarity. But some of these scriptures today, I'm going to be reading in the Amplified Version. So Philippians 4, 6 through 7, this is coming from the Amplified Version. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ is yours. Now let's flip to 1 Peter 5 and 7, also reading from the Amplified Version. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. Y'all, it's the once and for all that got me going through these cycles of letting go of my worry and handing it to y'all, then taking it back because I don't see it unfolding as I thought it would, or because I just want to try something else, just one last try before I hand it over for real this time. Like, ooh-wee, that part of the verse is definitely for me. But I chose to read the Amplified Version of these two verses because it provides that extra context that's needed in this battle against worry. That reminder that we are called to bring all, not some, but all of our concerns, our cares, worries, and anxiety to the one who is in control of everything. And on top of that, Yah knows us in and out before we even knew ourselves. He loves us. He cares for us. He watches over us consistently. He protects us, provides for us, defends us, heals us, forgives us, gives us peace. And these are the things that we must try to reflect on when worry is trying to consume us. So we acknowledge the emotion for what it is. We acknowledge our situation. But then instead of letting it send us down a negative spiral, we hand it over to our Creator in exchange for His peace. Now, this does not mean the worry will go away immediately or the situation will automatically be fixed, but we should be able to find some peace in the fact that inviting Yah into our present circumstance, this means that we are acknowledging we're not alone in this, and the one who holds all the power is riding with me through it. That should bring us some comfort as we endure through whatever it is that's going on in our lives. Now let's turn to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, reading from the King James Version. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now worry is a form of fear. It means you are afraid that some negative outcome will come your way or some need will not be met. This is why Satan wants you in that state of mind. If you are harnessing fear, then you have forgotten that fear is not the spirit you were given by Yah. You have taken on a different spirit and have given that spirit power over you instead of clinging to and claiming the power that you were given by the one true living Elohim. Now let's turn to 2 John 16:33. Reading from the Amplified Version. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Now flip back to Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. From these two verses, we are reminded the tribulations, the obstacles, the issues, the problems, the circumstances, afflictions, disappointments, those hard days are going to come. That is a promise from Yah, but it is not the complete promise. He adds that although we have to go through these situations, we should be confident, have joy, and not be intimidated by these tribulations because he has already been through it and he got the W. So if we are truly trying to walk uprightly, we're showing we love Yah and that our desires are aligned with his, then there is a plan and purpose for our life. And he is working out all of the details for our good. His voice does not return to him without fulfilling all he has commanded. So these pitfalls that we experience and these curveballs from life, they are all a part of the grand plan that he has for us. So that is all for today's episode. I pray we all got more understanding on why Satan wants us in a constant state of worry and why it is one of his favorite tools to use against us. With each episode, I'm going to conclude with a 3-point recap just to keep it all top of mind for us. So, Satan wants us worried because 1, it will make us sick, depressed and anxious, and lead to a lack of fruitfulness. 2, it makes it easier for him to tempt us, distract us, and persuade us. 3, it causes us to doubt Yah's promises. It places a wedge between us and the Most High and can cause our faith to crumble. To combat the state of worry that Satan wants us to be in, we have to hold on to clarity, seek peace, and do our best to not allow worry to distract us from the powerful, fulfilling, and timely promises of the one who cares for us and knows all that we need. So let's close out our time together today, speaking life and truth over ourselves. Repeat after me. I am capable of healing. I deserve to be healthy and whole. I can do hard things because I can do all things through Yah. I hope you enjoyed episode 1 of the She's Healing with Yah podcast. Tune in next week. Please like, share, and leave a review. And until we meet again, peace, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in to the She's Healing with Yah podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone else who will benefit and leave a review. Also visit healingwithyah.com for additional resources on your healing journey.